AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The two leading Democratic candidates went at each other on a number of issues during the final debate before the Iowa caucuses. AP correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports from Charleston.
In the shadow of the church where nine people were gunned down, Hillary Clinton kept up her attacks on Bernie Sanders' record on gun control. She charged during the NBC debate that he supported the Charleston loophole and voted with the gun lobby on numerous occasions.
He voted to let guns go onto Amtrak. Guns go into national parks.
Sanders called the charges disingenuous, noting what the NRA thinks of him.
I have a D-minus voting record from the NRA.
The two also voiced sharply divergent views on health care and financial policy. Jerry Boatlander, Charleston, South Carolina.
Top editors of The Washington Post say reporter Jason Rezaian is in good spirits following his release by Iran. They spoke by phone with Rezaian, who's being evaluated along with two other freed Americans at a U.S. military hospital in Germany. In Boise, Idaho, Nagma Bedini says her freed husband, Pastor Saeed Abedini, will need counseling as they reunite after his long ordeal.
He's changed. He's gone through a lot of physical and emotional abuse, and so we will just have to see where he's at. I'm a different person.
The U.S. Embassy has confirmed that several Americans are missing in Iraq. Local media reported that three Americans had been kidnapped in the Iraqi capital. A U.S. Embassy spokesman did not identify the missing Americans. Dangerous blast of cold moved across the northern plains and Great Lakes over the weekend. But Denise Browning says people still turned out to skate at the Wicker Ice Rink in Chicago.
Even before you get on the ice, their feet are freezing.
Temperatures bottomed out at 36 below zero in Fauston in northwest Minnesota. This is AP Radio News. Police say an officer has fatally shot a suspect in an armed robbery of a St. Louis fast food restaurant. We get ready for another Brady Manning face-off in the NFL playoffs. Peyton Manning led the Denver Broncos to a come-from-behind 23-16 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday. That set up an AFC championship game next weekend in Denver against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Broncos linebacker DeMarcus Ware.
We'll be ready for next week, and I'm excited about it.
The Panthers held on to beat the Seattle Seahawks 31-24, knocking the two-time defending NFC champs out of the postseason. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton.
Great win today, great team win today, and we just got to put it together to find a way to win on Sunday or Saturday.
The investigative journalism drama Spotlight has won the top prize at the Critics' Choice Awards. Awards favorites Brie Larson and Leonardo DiCaprio won the top acting prizes. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.